This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1984.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend, and welcome to another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have lots of bright music today, a treasure hunt question, so you be sure to have pencil and paper ready to write down the question and the clue. We'll hear from a new trumpeter today, and we'll wind things up with an exciting true-to-life story called Keeper of the Truth. It's a story that takes place many years ago about a missionary boy who was willing to give his life for what he believed. Since we have a missionary story, cousins, let's start out with a couple of good missionary choruses. First up, Here Am I, Send Me.
Lord, send me, here am I, send me. I want to be greatly used of thee. Across the street or across the sea,
if we're going to be missionaries, whether across the ocean or across the street or across a school aisle, we must always remember that our aim is to share the message with people, whether they be boys or girls or men and women. Yes, as the cousins put it in this song, remember all the people.
Remember all the people.
Now, if we're going to be missionaries, we must have a message. What is that message? Listen to Lisa Sue's good song, and you'll find out what the message of missions is really all about.
Someone named Jesus loves me, I know.
Once we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we can say along with Pam and Aaron, our delightful duetters, I will go on trusting you.
I put my trust in you. So I'll trust you at the dawn of every day. I will trust you as I go along my way. And when evening shadows fall and day is through, I will go on trusting you. My life and my all I surrender to you. I'll be what you want me. Trust you, my faith you'll renew because of your love for me. So I'll trust you at the dawn of every day. I will trust you as I go along my way. And when evening shadows fall and day is through, I will go on trusting you. I will go on trusting.
I promised you that we'd introduce you to a new trumpeter today. His name is Todd. He's been singing in our cousin's choir for about 3 years now. And today he's playing a bright song, You May Have the Joy Bells. Also promised you a treasure hunt today. We'll have that right after Jonathan sings a song about a man who became the first missionary. His name was Paul, but he was called something else before that. Right after Jonathan's good song in Scripture, we'll have our treasure hunt, so you be sure to have pencil and paper ready for the question that I'm going to give you.
About him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus who thou persecutest. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And Saul arose from the earth, And when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, saying, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight and arose and was baptized. And immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. If God could turn Saul into Paul, think what he can do for you. He can take a mean old sinner and make him completely new. A miracle, that's what we call it, when God takes over strife.
Okay, are you all ready for the treasure hunt? For any newcomers that may be listening, this is what happens. I'll give you a question to look up in the Bible. I'll tell you where to find the answer. It's fun, and you learn something as well. Since Jonathan just sang about Paul, and we have a missionary story coming up in a few minutes, let's have a missionary question about Paul. He really was known as the first missionary. And here's the question I want you to answer. I wouldn't be surprised but what some of you might already know the answer, but you look it up just to be sure. Who was Paul's companion on his first missionary journey? You'll find the answer in Acts chapter 13. That's Acts chapter 13. I want to know the name of Paul's missionary companion on his first missionary journey. Here's the question and clue once more. Read Acts. That's the fifth book in the New Testament of the Bible, Acts chapter 13. Tell me the name of the man whom Paul took with him on his first missionary journey. Tell me the name of the man who accompanied Paul on his first missionary journey. The answer is found in Acts chapter 13. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now we have a couple of good go-along-with-our-missionary-story things today. First off, Becky has a song that tells us what really must be true of every missionary. I want to be faithful.
God gives to all his children talents both great and small. My gifts belong to Jesus. I'll let him use them all. I want to be faithful. I want to be true. I want to be faithful in all that I do. I want to be faithful.
And now Darren has another good missionary song ready. Lord, send me.
Lord Jesus, take this life of mine. I give to thee my
story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled Keeper of the Truth. 100 years ago, much more so than today, the Orient was a land of mystery, terror, and sudden death. To a borderline town near Tibet, the Scott family had gone as missionaries. But in less than a year, Mr. Scott was killed by an unfriendly mountain tribe. Now his son Jeffrey stood up to take his father's place. Many believed in the one true God he told of, and his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. When word came that the police were going to arrest him, Jeffrey found a hiding place. Then he was betrayed by the only other American in the country, a Mike Wilson, a criminal who had found this part of the world a good place for a hunted man to hide from the law. In prison, the boy, Jeffrey, is talking to the captain who ordered his arrest.
Jeffrey Scott, do you know why you have been arrested?
I think so. Because of my preaching about the one true God.
Exactly. Now, we have no objection to another God. We have more of them already than we can count, and one more would make all the difference. But in bringing your new God to our land, you missionaries make all of our other gods just so much wood and stone by comparison.
Are they more than wood and stone?
I am not a priest. Cannot argue such matters. My business is to keep the peace, and you are disturbing it. This son of God, what you call him?
Jesus Christ, the only son of the one true God.
That's it. You say only one God. This we cannot accept or tolerate. Our religious readers demand that the idea be stamped out. So, best way to undo damage you have done, for many of our people are beginning to believe you, is to make you take back those words. Admit publicly that yours is not the only God. This Jesus is not his only son.
I could never do that, sir.
Oh? Then you will die at sunrise tomorrow, unless you change your mind.
Long past midnight, while the town was sleeping, a dark figure moved from shadow to shadow down a narrow street. Then he tapped on a door. He listened and he tapped again. First a crack of light under the door. Then the door opened a little way, and Jeffrey's little sister Joy looked out into the night.
Who is it? What do you want?
I'm a friend.
You are the American Mike Wilson. You told the police where to find Jeff.
Don't believe everything you hear. Hey, let me in. I might be seen. Tell your mother, quick. I got news about your brother.
News? Well, I'll call her.
If it's true that you betrayed Jeff to the police, then we have nothing to talk about, Mr. Wilson.
Wait a minute. I said I've got news for you. It's big news. It's good news. It's valuable news. You gotta listen.
Listen to you? Why should I? You're a common criminal. If there were some good news of my boy, why didn't they send a friend instead of an enemy? I know what you've done, and if he dies, you'll be guilty of his blood.
Take it easy. He ain't dead yet.
What do you mean, yet? You mean they might kill Jeff? But he didn't do anything but tell them the truth.
He ain't gonna die if you listen to me.
What are you doing, Mike? Playing both ends against the middle in true Judas style? You told the police where to find Jeff. I know they must have paid you for that. And now you come to me. I suppose you want me to pay for this information.
Yeah, you got it straight. The law wanted to know where your kid was. They wanted to know bad enough to pay for it. I knew, so I collected. Hey, I never ask money where it comes from. I just take it and I say thanks.
And you call yourself an American, one of Jeff's own people. It would take a thief like you to betray a child like Jeff.
Hey, do you want the information I got or don't you?
I have very little money. I couldn't pay you for any information, even if you had it to give, which I doubt.
How much you got?
Oh, in American money, about $30.
$30? That ain't much.
The price hasn't gone up, has it? I thought $30 was the standard price for your kind of work.
Hey, lay off the jokes, lady. All right. Let's see the color of your money and I'll talk.
Let's hear what he's got to say first, Mother. It may not be worth 30 cents.
Okay. This is the dope. I'm hanging around the jail tonight, see? And I hear some of the guys talking. They say they got just one charge against your kid, and if it was cleared up, he'd be free.
Yes, what exactly is the charge? I haven't heard anything except that he was betrayed and arrested.
Well, I don't understand the straight of it, because I don't know nothing about religion, but they say he's raving around about his God being the only one in the sky, and how this one true God has only one son, and that's Jesus Christ.
That's the truth.
And what's wrong with the truth?
Well, they don't like it. You Americans coming here and spouting off this stuff, because some of the people around here are beginning to believe it. And if they change religions, there's going to be a lot of priests out of a job, and that ain't so good.
What does all this have to do with my helping Jeff out of prison?
Hey, it ain't only prison he's got staring in the face, lady. It's death. Cut off his head like that.
Death? To a boy? But why?
Because they asked the kid to take it back what he said, but he won't do it. But you can take it back for him, and that'll be just as good.
I?
Sure. They ain't so dumb. They know if this kid dies for what he believes, it's going to do a lot more harm than good. But all the effect of the preaching you missionaries have been doing would be wiped out if you took it back. Not only that, but they don't want to get in trouble with the American government. Hey, the cards is all stacked your way if you just play your tricks right.
But Jeff has been doing the preaching, not I.
Yeah, but he's not. He's a minor. He's just a kid. You're the boss. I tell you, go to the captain. All right, tell him your kid, he's off in his head. He's always been a little nuts, that he ain't responsible. Then you can get up before the people of the town and tell him you take it back. That your God ain't the only one. He's just another one. And then you get the kid back and you beat it out of here.
I want Jeff back, but...
Mother, you know what Jeff would say. What Daddy would say if they were here. Jeff wouldn't want you to tell a lie, Mother.
You're right, Joy. I'll never do it.
A lie for a life? Ha! That's nothing!
It's everything. To tell this lie would make my husband's death worthless. Now it's a testimony. No missionary could ever come to these people again. They'd be shamed by our betrayal.
Well, I think you're passing up a pretty good buy, Lee.
You can go and peddle your treachery someplace else. Now, get out of my house, Judas.
Judas? Are you a balmy woman? My name ain't Judas. I'm Mike Wilson, remember?
I'm sorry, Mother. I'm sorry I let him in.
It's all right, dear. You only wanted to help.
Do you think Jeff will be all right?
If God's eye is on the sparrow, I know he's watching over Jeff, too. Oh, God, keep him. God, keep him strong. He's just a boy. Just a boy.
One guy.
Enough! Will his mother speak for him? Maybe the little girl? Bah! Family of fools! Take it back and you live! Refuse and you die! Now what is your final answer?
You have my answer. There is but one God, and he has but one Son, who is Jesus Christ, my Lord and the Savior of the world. He shed his blood. He died, and he rose again from the dead, for your sins, sir, and for mine, and for the sins of every person in the square today. Jesus lives! Jesus saves!
Enough! Tie the prisoner's hands behind his back! Blindfold him!
I need no blindfold.
Make him kneel! Put his head under the block! Ready! Let the sword fall!
Our loss. such a good story. But you know something, boys and girls? Many times it's harder to live for Jesus than it is to die for him. Are you willing to live for him? Live for Jesus right now. As I said, time's up. Let me just give you my mailing address. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.
If you'd like to tuck in a prayer request, we're here to help in any way we can.
I'd love to hear from you this week. Goodbye now, and God bless you.